Hamas claiming the Israeli Defense Forces killed them in airstrikes. Israel says it holds Hamas responsible for their deaths. The bodies will undergo forensic testing in Israel for formal identification.
President Trump says he likes the idea of giving some of the savings from Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency back to taxpayers as a kind of dividend. The Pentagon could be the latest government agency on the chopping block when it comes to jobs being eliminated. The president still calling Ukrainian President Zelensky a dictator. Republican Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri.
My guess is he's expressing some frustration with Zelensky. But this has been very tough on Russia, getting them to the negotiating table. That's good.
The president also saying Ukraine is responsible for starting the war. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. A trial date is set for a man accused of killing a UW-Whitewater gymnast. 23-year-old Chad Richards is accused of shooting 21-year-old Cara Welsh multiple times during an argument last August. Police say Richards admitted to shooting Welsh, but claimed it was in self-defense after he took the gun from her. Voters in La Crosse advanced two candidates for mayor. Shaudell Washington Spivey and City Council President Chris Kahlo will face off in April following Tuesday's four-way primary. The race is taking place as the city works to create an administrator position to take on some of the duties of the mayor's office. And the Madison Fire Department's the first in the nation to place a new electric fire truck into service. The pumper truck, made by Oshkosh Corporation subsidiary Pierce Manufacturing, is capable of handling 2,000 gallons of water per minute. The truck also has a backup gas engine to support it during long fire calls.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. The coldest air of the week finally behind us. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 20s. It'll be cold tonight, just not as frigid as recent nights, mostly clear, a low near 2 below. Sunny on Friday with a high of 23. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Current temperature is 6 degrees.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:02 on Thursday morning. You have 28 minutes to take advantage of our flash sale at maxfmbigdeals.com. Shop local and save big today. You can get half off a $250 certificate to Jeweler's Edge for jewelry. That certificate for the next 27 minutes is only $125. Limited quantities are available. Go over to maxfmbigdeals.com to take advantage of that offer. No code required. Here is Heart Never on Max FM.
Some things you can never choose, even if you try, yeah. You're banging your head again, 'cause somebody won't let you in. One chance, one love, your chance to let me know.
Max FM.
Unbelievable.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily, 8:10 on Thursday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Emily, do you know what is unbelievable?
The flash sale, Dave?
Yes!
Ooh, 50% off!
This is a great deal, and there are still some certificates available, but not many. So what we're talking about, go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com, shop local, save big. Our flash sale is for another 19 minutes, Emily. And what's in our flash sale today?
So this is a big deal. Do you see that what I did? Because, you know, that's what it's called. So clever. That's why I'm on the radio. No, but it's Jeweler's Edge. 50% off. Like, I mean, this is huge. Like, talk about flashy flash sale. I mean, all the things, right? If you've got someone in mind that you want to treat nice and you want to give them something special, doesn't matter when, like Dave was saying, Mother's Day is coming up. Think about the holidays for next year, people's birthdays. I mean, even yourself, right? Who cares? It doesn't have to be for someone else. Jeweler's Edge sells beautiful jewelry pieces. They are doing a flash sale right now through Big Deals of the Day. Just for another, I don't know, 25 minutes. I'm not very good at math right now. Whatever Dave says that the cutoff time is when it is. But anyways, it's right now, basically. So 50% off jewelry from Jeweler's Edge. Go get it, folks. Big deals of the day.
18 minutes and counting to take advantage of our flash sale at MaxFMBigDeals.com. And get over there because limited quantities are available. And Emily, we were talking about National Love Your Pet Day, right?
We are talking about National Love Your Pet Day, and there's a lot of really fun stuff out there about the ways that pets interact in your life. So this one I appreciate, and we're going to, I think, have some fun with this. 20% of people think their pet knows them better than any humans. So I don't know what your guys' thoughts are about this, but I think it's time to... like this one right here. Oh, it's time to bite your tongue and force a smile as your cat claws up your furniture. In a recent poll on pets, 44% of people say they consider themselves a, quote, dog person. 18% are more of a, quote, cat person, and 25% love both equally, and 14% are neither. So 77% of dog owners say they believe their dogs know them very well, quote, end quote. Another 20% say their dogs know them, quote, somewhat well. Meaning only 3% do not think their dogs know them at all. So we're talking about how 20% of people think their pets know them better than any humans in their lives. So what else does this article say? This is interesting because the percentages are kind of all over the place.
So this is interesting, like you said. In fact, 20% say their dogs know them better than friends and family. So that's a very interesting statistic right there. And we'll talk about our own pets in just a moment. Now, 61% of cat owners say they believe their cats know them very well. Another 29% say their cats know them somewhat well, meaning 10% of them do not think their cats pay attention to them, probably because their cats don't care. Now, 17% of their cats know them better than any humans. Now, Emily, now let's talk about those types of relationships.
Well, I have both cats and dogs, or one dog now, but I mostly have been a dog owner throughout my life, and then cats tend to, well, dogs too, but cats tend to just kind of show up in our lives, and we figure out what to do. The cats that we have right now were actually born under our back porch, even though we live in town, you know, like it's not like we were living on a farm, that cats just do their thing, so... we brought them in as the mama left. And so we brought them in as babies. So we nursed them back to, you know, not back to life, but, you know, we had the little eyedropper with the milk and all the things. Mm-hmm. So they, I feel like this gives them a little bit of a different viewpoint of how we function in their lives in terms of, I believe that they actually think that like we are their parents, like not right. just their human parents, like their real parents, because the minute they didn't even have their eyes open, right? I mean, they were mm-hmm. they were literally hours old by the time we took over, maybe even an hour old. So they do know us well, is my point, because they, I think, were, you know, kind of imprinted on us or whatever from the moment they were alive. So they do know what our habits are. They throw their own habits in our faces. I mean, they are very interactive in a way that I kind of call them like dog cats, because they seem to be very reflective on our behavior is how they behave. So they're special in many ways. The dog, on the other hand, is still kind of new to our family. We haven't even had him for a year. So he's starting to really kind of know us pretty well in what we do. But, you know, the relationship takes a little while to really kind of figure that out. So I'll have to report back on that later. He certainly knows me. He's constantly following me around everywhere and knowing exactly what it is that he wants me to do for him.
Yep, I can see
he really likes Dave too. Just saying, he really, really likes Dave.
He comes up to my office and says hi to me for, you know, that was kind of funny. It's funny. All of a sudden, here's King in my office staring at me, and so it's so neat. And
well, he does know you have a drawer full of treats.
Well, there is that too.
It's not just you.
No, it's that box of treats in my office.
No, it's you. He loves you. So I don't know. What are your kind of thoughts about, you know, how well your pet knows you or pets in the pet, you know, like it depends on which dog you're talking about. Different dogs have different,
right,
you know, interactions with you too. So they're all different. Well,
there is. And like we talk about the type of relationships, 26% of dog owners say they're best friends with their dogs. 23% consider themselves a pet parent. 16% consider a dog a companion. 13% say they're the owner. And 12% say they're a friend. Now, where do I fall on this? Let's talk about this 1 hour thing real quick. 4% of them consider themselves a master, 2% say they're roommates with their dogs, and 1% say they're their dog servant. Where do I fall in this with my dog? He's got to be one of my best friends because the dog constantly hangs out with me, and he was supposed to be Wendy's dog when we got him. So that was ultimately the goal. The last dog we had was my little buddy. He went everywhere with me. So when we got this one, I said, you know what, this will be your dog, and that's going to be great, and he'll totally ignore me. That is not how it worked out. I would get home from work and he would jump in my arms as a puppy and not leave me alone the rest of the night. And so I would say we're good friends because he does hang out with me. He interacts with me. Like this morning when it was time for him to get up and go out and do his business, he was there waking me up very gently, very nicely, not being obnoxious about it. Or if I'm going to go take a nap, he'll kind of snuggle up on the floor next to the chair or whatever. And so he kind of knows when it's that time. Or if I'm sick, he is right there with me. He will not leave me alone until I'm better.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're good buddies. I mean, and he's ironically in studio with me today, and he's sleeping in the chair right next to me. That's how he rolls. So it's great to have him around. Yeah, and we have him. We do bring Stout to the studio, bring him to the office. Our neighboring partners upstairs know him pretty well already. So it's nice when he can go in and say hi to them, or if someone's having a bad day, he can pop in over there as well. So now you also have cats. So I'll let you talk about how things are different with cats.
Yeah, so 61% of cats owners say they believe their cats know them very well. Another 29% say their cats know them somewhat well. I think we already went through that. Okay, I'm gonna keep moving on forward with
towards
the cat thing. Sorry,
I got backwards. It's okay.
4% consider themselves. 24. Okay, backwards. Okay, we're gonna go back about 45 seconds now. Start again, Emily. Go. Okay, things are different with cats. 20% of cat owners say they're pet quote parents or companions to their cats. 15% consider themselves a friend. 14% would say they're the owner. 12% describe them as best friends. 5% are servants to their cats. 4% consider themselves roommates. And 3% claim they're the, quote, master. So, unfortunately, the cats were not asked the same question, which would have been fascinating, because the cat would probably just look the other direction and give some kind of sly, you know, contemplative, condescending look at the person asking the question and then just, like, turn tail and walk away, like, you know, with a strut, meaning, yeah, I don't care.
Cats are interesting, and like you have said, you've nursed your kittens to cats now back to health, and I think that's part of it too, is when you've nursed them back to being healthy and doing okay, they know there's a difference there, right? And our last dog that we had was sick when we got him, so there was a very much a different relationship with him, because when he was sick when we first got him, I mean, he needed a lot of help when we got him, and so it was one of those where we technically did rescue him in the grand scheme of things. He probably rescued us in the big picture as well.
Yeah.
And so he was always in my lap. I had a 40-some pound lap dog at that point in time, and never had been around a dog that was a lap dog and one that was that big as a lap dog. So they know these things, and that's ultimately, I think, what it does come down to, Emily.
Yes, it does. They know all the things more than we do, and I think that's really kind of what it comes down to, is they are so much more aware of the things going on, and, you know, they're not bogged down with the daily... what's going to happen tomorrow, what's, you know, those kind of feelings and thoughts and reasonings that human beings have to constantly deal with. They're just in the now, they're in the present, they're feeling it, and that's why they can kind of just schmoove on through life and just keep on loving unconditionally. It's really very nice.
It is very nice. So it's great having pets around, and we do have them. Both of us do, obviously. We don't talk about them too often, but today we thought we would, because it is, after all, National Love Your Pet Day. So we had to talk about that today. Yes. Now, one thing I do want to mention, we have 8 minutes left in our flashover at maxfmbigdeals.com. Shop local, save big. Emily, what is in our flash sale? And I see there's still a couple available if somebody wants to take advantage of this.
There is 50% off of Jeweler's Edge. So you're going to go in Jeweler's Edge, see what the things that they have, fall in love with a piece, and get it for half off. I mean, really, that's what it is. So get on that gift certificate, guys. This flash sale stuff is really fun to be able to promote, but it's also just, I mean, the reason it's a flash sale is because it's such a good deal. So it's not going to be around forever. It's going to run out either time-wise or inventory-wise. So get on that. If you have anything coming up anytime that you want to treat someone with a nice piece of jewelry, now is the time to get in on that 50% off. That person will appreciate the fact that you got a good deal. Really. I mean, I'm married to the person that likes to find the most deals in the entire world, I swear to God. So if someone in your life likes a good deal, use this to go ahead and treat them and say, hey, on top of it, I got it for 50% off.
Or don't tell them that.
They might not, though.
And just get them give them the certificate and go, here you go. And so, again, half off Jeweler's Edge today till 8:30 a.m., 7 minutes and counting. Emily, you're going to be back with us at 8:40. We're going to talk about calendar days.
Sounds like a plan.
More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Slama's Lawn and Sports salutes Reedsburg FFA students during National FFA Week. Located at 2160 East Main Street in Reedsburg, Slama's Lawn and Sport is your local John Deere dealer. Check out the new and used equipment for sale at Slama's Lawn and Sport of Reedsburg.
Mouthwatering steaks, fresh seafood, Angus burgers and crisp salads. Hi, this is Chef Jason from Jace Pub and Grill in Reedsburg. We're open for lunch and dinner every day and offer half-price appetizers during happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 at the bar. Jace also has an incredible kids menu and offers the perfect setting for your next gathering. Birthday parties, baby and bridal showers, and holiday parties, we can make your next event memorable. See our features and watch for upcoming events on Facebook. Jace Pub and Grill in Reedsburg, something for everyone.
We tend not to think about right now. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. When you give to the V Foundation, 100% of your donation goes directly to game-changing cancer research. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you. Donate at V.org, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Car.
Max, Homem Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave and Emily with you, 8:28 on Thursday morning. 1 minute left. Take advantage of our flash sale, MaxFMBigDeals.com. Half off a $250 certificate to Jeweler's Edge for jewelry. 1 minute left. Get over and take advantage of that. There is still one certificate left. Here is AC/DC on Max FM. '90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. SSM Health is going to be holding a blood drive in conjunction with bloodcenter.org. This is on Tuesday, March 4th from 1:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. They're located at 707 14th Street. This will be held in the Ringling Room at the St. Clair Hospital. Again, blood drive with Impact Life. You can go to bloodcenter.org for more information. They would like you to set up an appointment. If you'd like to set up an appointment to do this, you can email smurthy, that is S-M-U-R-T-H-Y, at impactlife.org in order to set up an appointment to donate blood at SSM. on Tuesday, March 4th. This is so important. If you're able to do so, please consider donating blood. So many people need this type of help in their world, in their health situations. So please, please, please consider a donation. The Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Enjoy delicious German and Mediterranean food right downtown in the Dells at one of the area's newest restaurants, Hofbräuhaus. Try one of 30 international beers featuring Germany's Weihenstephan, the world's oldest brewery. Why not order a flight of delicious beers or a glass of wine? Their unique food menu at this intimate establishment includes schnitzel, brats, gigantic pretzels, incredible shish kebabs, Turkish meatballs, and desserts. Your next magical dining experience awaits at Hofbräuhaus on Broadway in Wisconsin Dells. Prost!
Hey, this is Dave Grant, station manager for 99.7 Max FM. I recently got U.S. Cellular's home internet service from Cell Plus in Baraboo. The router was free, the setup was so easy, and the speed is incredible. I even rely on U.S. Cellular's home internet for my live morning show, whether from my house or from the cottage. Best part, the price is locked in for 3 years for $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Terms do apply. Go to your nearest U.S. Cellular authorized agent, Cell Plus, and check it out.
The Birth Center at Reedsburg Area Medical Center invites you and your baby to fourth trimester support, held the second Wednesday of each month from 10:30 to noon in the Birth Center Family Lounge at RAMC. Get support from nurses and other moms, guest speakers, questions and answers, camaraderie, support for you on the journey with your newborn. The next fourth trimester support is this Wednesday. For more information, visit ReedsburgAreaMedicalCenter.com.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
The U.S. and Canada square off in the Four Nations face-off tournament finale tonight in Boston. I'm Bill Scott with sports. The Americans defeated Canada 3-1 in the first head-to-head meeting last Saturday. NBA season jumps back into full swing tonight following the All-Star break. The Bucks will tip things off against the Clippers at Pfizer Forum. It's the first of a five-game, eight-day stretch for Doc Rivers' squad. The Packers will have more to spend on player salaries this coming season. The NFL sent all 32 teams a memo on Wednesday telling them they estimate the salary cap to be between $277.5 million and $281.5 million. That's an increase of somewhere between $22.5 million and $26.5 million for next season. Women's college basketball last night, Green Bay extended its win streak to 17 straight games. They knocked off Cleveland State 59-50. Marquette mounts Providence 69-51. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. The coldest air of the week finally behind us. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 20s. It'll be cold tonight, just not as frigid as recent nights. Mostly clear, a low near 2 below. Sunny on Friday with a high of 23. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 7 above zero.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily, 836 with Whitney Houston on Max FM.
Upon the hour, and the sun begins to fade.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. 8:41. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. Emily, it is Thursday, February 20th, and we have some pretty fun calendar days here today.
We do. We do. Happy Thursday, everyone. Thursday's a great day. I really like Thursday. We were just talking about Thursday and our family and how Thursday's kind of like, you know, Wednesday, you're like, oh, we're halfway through the week. So you kind of analyze what happened in your prior part of your week and what's coming up. Friday, you're just kind of already in weekend mode. So Thursday's kind of like this mix of both, right? You feel like you've gotten through it, but you don't need to quite deal with what's on the agenda for the weekend yet. So it's kind of like a little float day. I like it. I like it. I'm a fan of Thursdays. So happy Thursday, everybody. And let's see what we got. Oh, I like this one. Clean out your bookcase day. Your old dusty books need some TLC every once in a while. Let's dive in. I mean, books, we keep a lot of books in our house. We've got some old ones. We've got some new ones. We've got some ones that we like to reread. So it's even if you're not going to clean it out, it's kind of nice sometimes to just look in it and see what you got in there because you might have forgot.
Yeah, definitely. And I do look at my bookcase and go, yeah, or maybe I'm going to reread that book. So it's a good idea to check that out. It's also World Anthropology Day, so we can learn about how anthropology explains the factors that influence human lives, Emily.
I like that. I like that. There's always more to learn, and the more you learn about everyone else, the more you learn about yourself. Listen to that. I just made that up just now. That's pretty good, huh?
Well done.
National Muffin Day, on a little bit of a lighter note. Can you think of something more universally loved than muffins? I mean, I'm just going to...
Yeah, National Muffin Day, you know?
Go back to Seinfeld. That was specifically selling just the tops because everybody likes the muffin tops and not the actual muffin. That's where all the sugar is. That's where it's nice and crispy. That's where all the fruit is. All any toppings are up there. I kind of agree, but it's like two separate pieces of food. The muffin top is something completely separate, but they're both really good, but they just don't really seem to like be part of the same treat. So there you go. Yeah. Two treats in one. What do you know about that?
I love the top of the muffin. That's probably one of my favorite parts. It's just that's where all the toppings are at. So, yes. Ooh, I'm already hungry thinking about muffins this morning. So, and it goes
muffins
right
are
along
tricky,
with
though, because you think you're doing something better than choosing a donut with a muffin when you are not. Like, muffins actually have, I think, more of the things that might make them delicious and also bad for you than even a donut.
Right. Exactly. Well, it's also National Cherry Pie Day, too. So, you know, going right along with that theme. So that sounds pretty tasty as well today.
You can't be having cherry pie at 8:45 in the morning.
Well, you could.
Morning, Dave. But no, you got to wait till at least 9.
Okay, I'll wait till at least 9 a.m.
Anywho, it's National Comfy Day. On this day, push yourself to be totally comfortable no matter what the circumstances. Let's get comfy. And they've got a picture of people with like those like schmoozy, like off-white socks and comfy sweaters. I got some good comfy leg warmers for Christmas, so I think I'll bust those out today. That seems like a good plan. So at the same time, today is Hootie Hoo Day. Goodbye, winter. Welcome, spring. That's what Hootie Hoo is all about. I got some friends who always said Hootie Hoo for everything, so I'm a fan. Makes me think of those folks. I should probably reach out to my Hootie Hoo friends.
You should.
Whatever that means for you, I don't know, but it's Hootie Hoo Day.
Yeah. This one was interesting. I didn't know this was a day, but apparently it's National Handcuff Day. So do you know how handcuffs were created? And so, I had to click on it and read about it because, you know, they were first created in the year 1912. And they were something that was used primarily by law enforcement back in the day. And that's how they were created. So 1912, and it was... supposed to be more comfortable than the prior versions back in the day. So they were created today. So that's interesting. Did not expect to learn that today. So
me National either. Handcuff and that's Day. Long ago. I did not know that they've been around for that long. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know much about that. So you know what? The more you know with David Emily in the morning show, it's also Great American Spit Out. For Great American Spit Out, we're removing the deadly effect of tobacco from our lives. Clearly, they're talking about people that chew tobacco, but also smokers, all the people. Let's get rid of it. It's bad for you. It's a terrible habit, stinky, and it is very addictive. So if you're thinking of moving on from that habit, today's the day to start. You know, there's no day like today. What else do we have on here?
Well, here's a good one. It is National Leadership Day. A good leader not only leads, but also inspires others to do their best. And so that's something I can definitely appreciate with working for different people over the years. I'm very appreciative of the leaders that we work with here at Civic Media because they definitely work well with everyone and they know how to lead, and it's about working together. And so I can appreciate having a good leader in place. That is something very important.
Absolutely. And also kind of in that vein a little bit, leadership, National Student Volunteer Day. Let's come together, give back, and build our community this National Student Volunteer Day. So the first time I did, I think I did some volunteering when I was a little kid. That's not true. I did do some volunteering, but mostly when I was in college. So I think that's a great time, high school, college, whenever, to kind of, it just feels different to volunteer. All of a sudden the work feels good. Like it doesn't feel like work. It's totally a different mindset. It makes you feel great. You've done a good deed. You've done something good for yourself, your community, for animals, children, you know, whatever faction in which you're volunteering. But what volunteering also does too for the people and the individuals and the groups that are doing it is create leaders, right? So if you have that kind of notion, you haven't done it before, you know, every Monday we talk about, you know, Sauk County Humane. They've got volunteer opportunities happening now. They're doing their volunteer orientation. I think that I can't call the exact day, but I know it's coming up here early March, I believe. So go to their website and find out if you've always wanted to try to volunteer and you never have. Like, that's an easy way to start. I mean, volunteering with an animal shelter, I think that's probably one of the starts I had in volunteering, and it feels wonderful. It feels wonderful. So get on out there and do the good deeds. Yeah, for sure.
And it is also Women in Blue Jeans Days today as well. So I saw that on our list. Wanted to mention that one as well. So
I like that. That's a good picture of someone working hard out in the cornfields. And that's a comfy way to dress. So if that's your comfort, then you can do comfy day and blue jeans day all in one day. See how easy that is?
Exactly. Two for one.
And you know, go ahead.
Go ahead. I'll let you.
Well, I was going to say, if you're really trying to get comfy and carefree, have it be a no politics day. Leave the politics out of it. And sit around with your friends and play guitar, which is what's happening here in this image. So I'm all about that. That seems like a good way to have a Thursday.
I was just going down that same road. So exactly.
Great
I was kind of chuckling
great
when I saw
minds.
That was a great segue. We think a lot alike. And of course, we've been talking about all morning. It's National Love Your Pet Day. Make sure you give those pets a little bit of extra love today. Right, Emily?
Absolutely. They're worth it. They love us unconditionally. They don't even think twice about it. You know, they might get a little bit impatient when you they want their food right at that moment and you're maybe making food for your family and they think that they are more important than that. So they might get a little impatient, but at the most part, it's still coming from a place of love. They depend on us and they love us and they give us so much. So if you don't already schmooze all over your pet all the time, every minute, like most of us do, now's the time to do it. Today is National Love Your Pet Day. So get on out there and give them an extra walk or an extra hug or an extra treat or whatever, whatever makes them happy.
Exactly. So Emily, you'll be back with us tomorrow morning at 7:10 Friday morning.
All right. Well, everybody out there, have a great Thursday. And stay warm. It's getting warmer every minute. You can feel it when you go outside. It's not quite as a shock to your system.
No,
still
it's
a shock, but it's not that bad.
It's going to warm up. We're looking forward to that. So the weekend is in sight. So, Emily, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk with you tomorrow morning.
You too, everybody. Have a great Thursday.
Have a great Thursday. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sullivan's 2 Vehicle Repair Shop of Baraboo is recognizing hardworking Baraboo FFA students during National FFA Week. Call Sullivan's 2, your trusted local vehicle repair shop in Baraboo at 608-356-9282 today and drive safe.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers trained to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
99.7
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. Vampires walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard.